Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes 3D visit to Seychelles, says 50-year-old partnership between two nations will now advance through innovation, sustainability and shared prosperity. Direct passenger flights resume between the UAE and Iran after US and Iran agree to halt counter-strikes. India strongly condemns Pakistan's airstrike on Afghan territory, causing several civilian casualties, including women and children. Europe swelters in record-breaking heat as several countries hit new temperature high. And in FIFA World Cup, Brazil to take on Japan in round of 32 clash in Houston. Prime Minister Narendra Modi returned home after concluding his 3-day successful visit to Seychelles. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, over the last 50 years, the relationship between the two nations has been characterized by profound trust and mutual advancement, whereas the forthcoming 50 years will be shaped by innovation, sustainability and collective prosperity. Our correspondent has more on Prime Minister's visit.
On the final day of his visit, Mr. Modi visited and offered prayers at Navashakti Vinayagar Temple in Victoria. He also met the members of Indian diaspora there. He also paid floral tributes at the Mahatma Gandhi statue situated at Peace Park. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi expressed happiness on attending the National Day celebrations that marks 50 years of independence of Seychelles. He also thanked the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermine, the government and people of Seychelles for their affection. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi became the first Indian Prime Minister to address the National Assembly of Seychelles. During the visit, several MOUs and agreements in areas such as UPI, health agriculture, shipping, space cooperation, extradition and a line of credit were also exchanged between the two countries. With Aman's report, Aprajita Snatak, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal is leading a high-level Indian business delegation to Athens in Greece after concluding his visit to the United Kingdom. Mr. Goyal met the Development Minister of Greece, Takis Theodorikakos, today. Mr. Goyal said they discussed strengthening the India-Greece economic partnership through greater trade, investment, industrial cooperation and resilient supply chains. An Indian Army field hospital deployed in earthquake-hit Venezuela under Operation Amistad has become fully operational, in a providing free round-the-clock medical services to people of Venezuela. The Indian Embassy in Venezuela said an Indian medical team comprising experienced doctors has established a camp at the international La Rinconada racetrack in Caracas. Under Operation Amistad, launched by the India to offer humanitarian assistance to Venezuela, two IAFC-17 Globemaster aircraft transported 66 tons of aid. Direct passenger flights between the UAE and Iran have resumed after United States and Iran have agreed to halt the exchange of military strikes. According to Dubai Airport's flight schedule, Iranian carrier Fly Sepahan operated a scheduled flight between Dubai International Airport and Tehran today, marking the first direct commercial passenger service on the route since the conflict led to the suspension of flights. Meanwhile, Iran and Oman have also held the first meeting of the newly established Joint Hormuz Committee in Muscat, marking a fresh diplomatic effort to address the future governance and maritime management of the Strait of Hormuz amid continuing regional tensions. India and Saudi Arabia have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on cooperation in water resources during Saudi Water Week in Jeddah. The MOU is aimed at enhancing bilateral cooperation in water resources planning, sustainable water management, irrigation systems, capacity building, and the exchange of technical expertise and best practices. The agreement was signed by India's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Dr. Suhail Khan, and Saudi Arabia's Minister of Environment, Water and Agriculture, Engineer Abdul Rahman bin Abdul Mohsin Al Fadli. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, said that they carried out strikes on three Hezbollah command centers in southern Lebanon in what it described as in response to Hezbollah violations of the ceasefire agreement. In a post on social media, the IDF said its forces targeted three Hezbollah command centers in the Nebati and Meifardun area of southern Lebanon. It added that troops also struck and dismantled a launcher that Hezbollah had allegedly continued using to launch the attacks against Israeli forces. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India today strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in several civilian casualties, including women and children. In a statement, the External Affairs Minister said that this blatant act of aggression by Pakistan is an assault on Afghanistan's sovereignty and a direct threat to regional peace and stability. India reiterated its unwavering support for Afghanistan's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Pakistan's security forces carried out airstrikes along the Afghanistan border last night, targeting areas in the provinces of Paktia and Kunar. In a social media post, Afghan government deputy spokesperson Hamadullah Fitrat said the strikes killed 36 civilians, including women and children, and injured 163 others. Europe continues to experience a record-breaking heat wave, with several countries including Italy, Germany, Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic recording new temperature highs over the weekend. We have a report.
More than 191 million people in Europe have had to face temperatures of at least 35 degrees Celsius with extreme heat alerts. According to WHO, more than 1,300 deaths across Europe have been linked to extreme heat since 21st of June. In Italy, the number of red alert cities in the country continues to increase due to extreme heat. According to the latest update of the Ministry of Health's heatwave bulletin, 22 cities were put on maximum alert today. Germany, the Czech Republic, Poland and Hungary have also reached record temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius as heatwave that has hit Europe moves eastward. Paris has also recorded maximum peak in recent days of 40 degrees Celsius. This is Saira Mujtaba for World News.
In the FIFA World Cup, Brazil will take on Japan in a round of 32 clash at Houston Stadium in Texas, U.S. tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 10:30 p.m. IST. In another round of 32 fixture, Germany will face Paraguay at Boston Stadium in the United States at 2 a.m. IST. Earlier today, co-host Canada became the first team to qualify for the round of 16 after securing a dramatic 1-0 victory over South Africa in round of 32 match at Los Angeles Stadium. The Wimbledon Championship, the third Grand Slam tournament of the year, begin today at the All England Lawn Tennis and the Croquet Club in London, with several top stars in action on the opening day. World number one and defending men's singles champion Jannik Sinner began his campaign against the Serbia's Miomir Kekimunovic, while seven-time Wimbledon champion Novak Djokovic will face China's in another first round. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes a three-day visit to Seychelles, says 50-year-old partnership between two nations will now advance through innovation, sustainability and shared prosperity. Direct passenger flights resume between the UAE and Iran after US and Iran agree to halt counter-strikes. India strongly condemns Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory, causing several civilian casualties, including women and children. Europe swelters in record-breaking heat as several countries hit a new temperature high. And in FIFA World Cup, Brazil to take on Japan in around 32 clash in Houston. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Good night.